morning, everyone. Welcome to The Rant. Hope you had a great long weekend. I'm here with Johnson.
Hey, Raul.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How was the long weekend?
Good. I had a birthday party.
Yeah, your own?
No, I'm on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, oh, really?
Christmas baby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I got to wait.
No, it's a late birthday then.
Yeah,
so.
how was your long weekend?
It was uneventful, but it was good.
You know, wedding? I know you had like 6 weddings.
Yeah, no weddings. No weddings this weekend. But my sister gets married 2 weeks, so we're gonna go home. We've got a lot of preparation going on for that. She had her bridal shower a week ago, and then now it's just a matter of getting everything sorted out for that. So that's been busy.
It's a lot of preparation, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's gonna be quite the scene for her wedding. They've been planning it. She's been planning it since she was probably 12 years old. So she's ready for it. Yeah, she's a wedding coordinator. So this has been her big day's coming up, so I'm excited for it.
Good. So I wanted to talk today about something that I think our audience would want to see: differences in walking to a branch and getting financing or working with a firm like us.
Okay.
So I mean, just based on your experience, Johnson, like what do you feel would be like a few differences walking into the branch?
The one thing I would say that we can offer is a customized solution for clients. Whereas when you walk into a branch, they can only offer you the products that they have available.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you're looking to get a secured line of credit along with your mortgage, some branch level banks, they're not really going to give that to you. Or even in that long sense where if you're looking to make a plan to purchase another property, they're not looking for you in the holistic approach to what you're trying to accomplish. It's more so that individual deal and getting that done. Whereas for what we can do is help you grow your portfolio and do it from a top to bottom review.
Nice holistic approach to your entire portfolio.
Exactly.
See where you can save money, where you can refinance and these things. I think another big thing is the flexibility.
Yeah.
I think when a client walks into the branch, they're always just focused on the rate.
Right.
You know, like, what rate can you get me?
Yep.
A lot of times when that client can't fit inside their box at the branch sends them elsewhere.
Right.
I think, you know, working with someone like us or our firm, we have the resources to take the deal to the lender that we feel is the best for the client based on their goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I can say whenever I first speak with a client, rate would be almost the fifth thing that we talk about, right? Like the first thing is, what are your goals? The second thing is, what is it that you're looking for in terms of long-term planning? And then how is this property going to be used? And then once you get to the nitty-gritty of what the intention is of the property or what they're looking to accomplish, that's when rate starts to come up. Because primarily focusing on rate could lead you to incurring gigantic penalties in the future.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people don't know that. You know, they think a mortgage is mortgage, fixed or variable. But the reality is that these extremely low rates, they come with a lot of limitations as to what you can do with the mortgage.
Absolutely.
So breaking your mortgage, I think the average Canadian breaks a mortgage after 3 or 3.5 years,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So when you look at those numbers, life happens, divorce happens, anything can happen.
Kids happen, you know, family could be growing, and then all of a sudden you need to increase the size of your home, and then maybe the mortgage that you're putting at the branch level, though it was a great rate and you had savings there, it's not portable to your new property. And then now you're incurring a 3% penalty, whereas say if you're in a different rate at slightly higher, then your penalty would maybe be 3 months interest.
Yeah.
So those cost savings you have might not even be there.
Saving the $50 a month, I guess, wasn't worth it in the long run.
Exactly, yeah, no. And that's one of the big things too, is that we want to make sure that we always have open lines of communication with our clients so that they are aware, and this is a learning process for them as well. We're not trying to hide our knowledge from them. We want to share it with them, right? Where we want to ensure that they're being taught throughout this process. So when the next time comes, they are more knowledgeable as well.
Right. Especially for our first-time home buyers. You know, we educate them, we empower them with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So down the line, you know, we can have more advanced conversations with them on what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, like when you're working with us, we're not hiding anything in the sense of, oh, this bank has better rates, but we're not taking you there. No, we're going to take you to the lender that fits all of the things that you needed based on our discussion when we first came to one another.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing, I think, is just making sure that there's open lines of communication with the clients, but then also that they're learning and throughout this process as well, from the purchase date to the closing date or from the beginning of their refinance to the closing.
So that's one massive advantage of working with a broker. Another one I feel is, I had a friend, this is before I became a broker, and he got a mortgage at the branch level, but it was such a pain in the neck because he could never get through to that person.
Right?
So a lot of times with us, we're on our phones all the time. We have our emails going. You can get in touch with us pretty much 7 days a week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I know you and I are always available via text or phone. And then especially now with a lot of our clients being our generation and younger, where it's just a quick text being like, what's going on with interest rates today? Bank of Canada announcements. Yeah. I have friends that'll text me that every time that that's coming up. So, you know, we're always available, whereas there's specific channels that you have to go through when you're communicating with a branch representative. Yeah. Whereas ours, if you want to talk on the phone, you just have to call us on the phone.
Yeah, like whenever I call the branch on Google, it's like a 416 number, a 905 number. Yeah. It takes me to a call center. And then I have to be transferred to that call center to, you know, get delivered to the branch.
Right.
So
yeah, no, that, so things that, like that might be a little bit tedious where, you know, there's a lot of red tape involved with the branch level when you're just going directly there. Whereas when you want to speak with us, our knowledge is our knowledge and it's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So exactly. If you ever are looking for something with and need an answer in a prompt fashion, that's one of the things that we can bring to the table because we don't necessarily work those 9 to 5 hours that come with working directly with the branch.
And end of the day, we're in this business to build relationships with our clients. It's never just a transaction. It's never just, you know, like this is the rate we're going to give you and that's that. We want to continue a long-term trend with our clients. And I think, you know, when we actually care about doing a transaction, it's more just how can we help this person's total financial well-being.
Absolutely.
They can go on vacations with their family, they can afford to take time off work.
Yep.
And that comes
credit really consolidation
with anything. You know, having the right mortgage and having the flexibility to do what you want.
Yeah, no, because you got to think a mortgage is going to be one of the biggest financial decisions or impacts that someone's going to take on in their lifetime, right? So it'd be foolish, in my opinion, to just go into it with only one point of review. Whereas when we can look at it, we have 67 different lenders that we can then take it into.
Yep.
And then it's instead of just offering one product to you, we have every single product that's available across Canada because we can work anywhere within the nation.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like another thing that we do differently than even other brokerages is pre-positioning our clients. Whereas for those who don't know, we collect documents up front. We'll review the entire deal up front. We'll ask you about your goals and where you want to be. And then once we analyze all your finances, then we take it to the correct lender.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of people, even brokers included, they work backwards from that.
Yeah.
They'll ask simple questions like, you know, what's your income? What's your credit? But they won't even look at your debts, your liabilities, and they'll give you false promises. Yep. A lot of times deals fall through based on that. And we see that all the time.
Yeah, no, it does happen all the time. And the biggest thing that we go through with this preposition is what we want is to empower our clients when they're looking to purchase a property. So in the grand scheme of things is we don't want there to be any surprises on our end when we're going with a purchase agreement to a bank. And then all of a sudden the deal looks much differently. But the other thing is, though, we want this to be a stress-free purchase and acquisition for our clients. Obviously, like we said, this is obviously a big decision when you're going to purchase a property. So let's do it properly and ensure that there's not going to be anything that's at the 11th hour that's going to come back to you and then cause you unnecessary stress because it could have been come up with a conversation that we had in the beginning.
I think it was Hugo or Chris that said, they say this often to their clients. They say, you're going to hate me at first because I'm going to be asking you for documents, a lot of documents. But at the end of it, you know, you're going to thank me. So I think you're going to be giving these documents to the branch anyways to get financing. Let's get it done first. Let's analyze it at the firm and let's see where the best place to take the deal is based on your goals is. Absolutely. And that really, it saves our clients a lot of time and headaches. And it really, we make it into a hassle-free kind of transaction.
Yeah. Right? And the big thing that comes back to the whole documents up front thing that you bring up is doing it in the immediate when we first are talking to them, that's when everything's all fun and roses where there's not that time crunch maybe when we're looking to preposition. So maybe if it takes you a couple extra days to get them to us, well, there's no stress involved in that. But then with us being able to conduct a thorough analysis, now when you go and make your offer to purchase, it's going to be done with confidence. You're going to be able to go to and find the property within your correct price range. And then once you have that accepted offer and you come back to us, we're not going to have to ask for new documents again unless they're outdated. But then that's just a simple new pay stub more often than not. So in terms of asking for them now, though it seems like it's a hassle, it's going to be much less of a stressful process than doing it when you make your purchase and then you have 5 days financing window and it takes you 2 days to request your letter of employment. Or maybe you don't know how to get your T4 from the CRA website. So doing it up front, it eliminates a lot of that stress that might come in the future.
Exactly. So those are, I guess, a few advantages of working with us over the branch level.
Yep.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that obviously we are going to touch on a lot of things here when we're talking about why to come work with us. But at the end of the day, what we're looking to do is just make this so that it's a memorable experience in a good way, yes. not a bad way, where it's you, we got your house. And then obviously the big thing that you remember from it is just you got the house, where it's not so much you had to stress about getting your financing done, because realistically, that's what we're here to help you with.
Yeah.
And then we want to make that for you so that's an enjoyable experience that you don't have any stress tied to that.
Acquisition process. I guess our like main goal is for the clients to be as hands off as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. What we really want to do is teach while we're getting them the best product possible, right?
Yes.
We don't want to hide anything from anyone mm-hmm. when we're looking to get them their mortgage. We want them to learn, because obviously this is knowledge that we have, mm-hmm. but it's enjoyable sharing with people as well.
Exactly. Great. Yeah. So
I think that's it for the rant today. You got anything else?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Have a good week, everybody.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Yeah. Thanks, guys.